him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dearest siblings in Christ, grace and peace to you from God, our holy Creator and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, it's easy to look at what is happening in our world. These wildfires in our own state of California, hurricanes in the east, winter storms in the Midwest, flooding in the south, impending conflict with Russia and North Korea, the divisiveness between our own people in our own country. It's really quite simple to look at the way the world seems to be right now and think that Jesus today is speaking about our time here and now. And people have been doing this for a long time. People have found themselves right in the midst of this overwhelming conflict or overwhelming sadness or overwhelming anguish in their own worlds, and they look to these pieces of scripture like we have here in Mark and like what Fred read for us in Daniel and think right there, Jesus is speaking about their time now. And this is a big mistake that we often make as Christians. We tend to look at our own circumstances, our own context, what is happening to us now, and then we go back and look at Jesus' words and think again that this is just for us right here, right now. We have this moment where we start at Jesus now, and then we go to Jesus back then. Yet as authentic Christians, we need to always start with Jesus back then. It's very important to understand what these first audiences were going through when they read these texts from Daniel and from Mark. And I'm going to give you a quick history lesson. I know we have some history buffs and then other people who absolutely hate it. So congratulations to some of you, and I'm sorry to the rest of you. But in the time of Daniel, and Daniel is an interesting book. Daniel was compiled over the course of about 400 years, not written at once by a single person. And Daniel was a response to various circumstances that the Hebrew people were going through. When we get to the very end of the book of Daniel, chapter 12, this is the part that a lot of Christians in our world today look at as some kind of prediction for what's going to happen in the quote-unquote end times. But this portion of Daniel was responding to very present circumstances that people were going through in the second century. I'm sure many of you have heard of the Maccabees and the Maccabean Revolt. There was a time where the Seleucid king Antiochus had control over all of Israel. And some of the Jewish people decided to revolt against this because they were being forced to worship Greek gods and give up their own beliefs. And so the Maccabees joined together and they revolted. And let me tell you, folks, they kicked butt for a while. This is where Hanukkah comes from, the menorah that was supposed to only last for one day and ended up lasting for eight. During this time, though, about a million Jewish people were killed in these wars, and there was a huge persecution that was happening by the Seleucids towards the Hebrews. And it was a time of deep fear and anguish. And it is in those present circumstances that these words come out. These words that talk about how people who were cut down are going to raise from the dead and live with the stars. You can imagine if you were living in those circumstances over 2,000 years ago, how hopeful those words might be. The same thing can be said of our Mark text today, Mark chapter 13. Again, these words were not some kind of a prediction for future events, but they were addressing very present circumstances that Jewish and Christian people were going through. In 64 AD, the first Jewish-Roman war started. Again, Jewish people rose up in revolt, this time against the Roman Empire. And for a while, they did okay. But then the Romans rose up, and they came in and completely devastated not just Jerusalem, but the entire surrounding countryside. It was in this time that the Jewish temple was destroyed for the last time. It still has not been rebuilt. But again, you can look at those present circumstances and hear Jesus' words about this not being the end. These things need to happen, he tells his followers, but this is not the end. Only it was not Jesus' followers who were reading these words for the very first time. Mark wasn't written until sometime around 70 or 71 AD. So the very first people to hear these words read out loud were the people who were undergoing this persecution by the Roman Empire. These were people who were firsthand experiencing in that time famines and warfare and nations rising against nation. And they're hearing Jesus' words tell them, this is not the end. These are things that are going to take place, but understand, this is not the end. This is not about end times prophecy. This is about telling people who are going through suffering and anguish, this is not the end for you. Hope lives on. God is here in this moment with you, will remain in this moment with you, and this is not the end. Now, we all walk through moments of overwhelming darkness. It happens when we look at the state of our world. It happens in our own personal lives with the things that we deal with silently. And I imagine each and every one of you can tell stories of your own darkness, of your own anguish, of your own overwhelming moments that you've walked through. These stories are for you. These stories are the reminder that this is not the end. That God is still right here with us. That God will continue to walk with us. And that there is light up ahead in the midst of any darkness that we might be experiencing. And if you don't believe that, if you can't make sense of that, if you are stuck in the depths of that darkness and can't find your way out, there are about 2,000 plus years of history right here of people who went through this same thing, the same darkness. 2,000 years of being led out. The Jewish people should have been conquered and vanquished numerous times by the Seleucids in Daniel, by the Romans in Mark. And they are still here among us, shining brightly, telling of God's stories, God's convictions, God's hope. Our brothers and sisters of the Jewish community are a constant reminder of God's abiding presence for all of us. We only get to see that, though, if we look at Jesus back then. If we understand who Jesus was for the very first people who were hearing about him. We have to look at Jesus back then and understand the hope that he provided for those people. And then we have to look at Jesus now and how that same hope is present with all of us today. If we don't look at Jesus back then, we only glimpse Jesus now, and we miss a whole lot. In his name, amen. Please stand as you are able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.